3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here every day on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to your questions, comments, your involvement in the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, what happens when a nation forgets God? Or if you want to have a kind of a little footnote to that, can we think, can we even believe, can we get our hands around the idea that America could be devolving into the darkness of anarchy? I don't know about your thoughts. I watch news intensely. I like to see what's happening on a global basis. I watch what is taking place. I want to know who the movers and shakers are. I want to know who's behind some of these events that we see that we just look at so glibly and say, well, that just happened. For the most part, it didn't just happen. Multitudes of powers behind the scenes are attempting to destroy our constitutional republic, destroy our rights and our liberties in America, undermining all that we have known for almost 250 years now. But what happens when a nation forgets God? I'm reminded of Psalms 9:17, records the warning to nations. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. I think we have, perhaps, if we've ever heard that before, for the most part, we've forgotten it as a nation. And that comes to mind as I watch the events unfold in New York. A man drove his BMW from Nevada across the nation, parks his automobile right in the, wasn't in a regular parking slot, just gets out of it, leaves the doors open, walks into a gigantic building in New York City, Manhattan, with his, I believe they called it an AK-47 in his hands. As he walked into the door, no security outside, get inside, there's a security guard behind a counter that immediately is shot and killed. And then he proceeds to get on the elevator, goes up to, I believe they said, the 33rd floor, and starts shooting. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a little snapshot of what we see taking place across America today. We're witnessing today the fomenting of what I would call the destruction of the very foundations of our nation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're witnessing the fomenting, the rioting, the demonstrations that's tearing America apart. And the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 12:25, that a divided nation, I'm going to paraphrase, divided nation, divided home, divided family, divided church cannot stand. And we're as divided today as a nation that we've ever been in my lifetime, in my opinion. We'd love to hear from you today as we talk about this, using illustrations of what is happening, what is taking place, and to understand and realize that one of the primary parties, political parties in America, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, are the leaders in the anarchy, the leaders in the undermining of our Bill of Rights, the leaders of the fomenting to destroy the very foundation of our nation. And yet there are those that say, well, that's not true. It's the other side of the aisle. We're going to talk about that and look at some issues that I believe complement what I'm saying, connect the dots to what I'm saying. And the end result is, what shall we do? How shall we live? How shall we then live? Ezekiel 33:10 asks the question. So that's the question today. What happens when a nation forgets God? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I see that to be factually true today. I'm looking at a headline that says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And it goes on to say, American institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that any nation that turns its back on God, we're turning our backs on truth. And truth shall prevail, as John Huss said as he was being burned at the stake, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Truth shall prevail. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And I believe we can make that as an argument today very clearly in our nation. Yet most younger Americans, this headline says, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, there, the younger Americans, the millennials, 55% of them say this, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to what I've always said, and I think is the kind of the theme of the book of Judges, every man's doing that which is right in his own eyes. That's what we see taking place. And we're going to talk about that, because that's important for us to understand. We need to understand what's causing our decline as a nation, what's causing us to devolve into anarchy, who are the movers and shakers. I go back to the fact that we need to stand for truth. It was that same person I just mentioned, Jan Hus, that said this, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, we attempt to do that every day on this broadcast, is to focus on what is happening and look at it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. As we see things unfolding in our city, in our state, and across the nation, we need to analyze it through the prism of God's word. What does God's word tell us? Ladies and gentlemen, God's word gives us the factual details of the past, present, and the future of what he has done, is doing, and shall do in this old world. I believe it's time we sit up and pay attention to that. Part and parcel of a nation's turning its back on God, part and parcel of a nation that is forgetting God, is found in our educational academic institutions where everything is taught but God. In fact, there's a mindset within the realm of education, and we'll talk about it as part of the broadcast today, there's a mindset that, oh, no, you can't introduce a child to the Bible. It might in some way harm him intellectually, philosophically, and somehow emotionally if he knows the truth of the Word of God. Perhaps you heard me say several weeks ago when we were talking about the fact that in the state of Texas they were introducing legislation that would require the Ten Commandments in each classroom, in the school classroom. And one of the Democrats that was adamantly against it said, well, if they do that, the recommendation is to for the teachers to remind the students to never look at it. Don't let your eyes gaze upon it. There's a fear in relationship to allowing God to be in our nation today. I'm thankful that we're seeing some moral ethical changes ever so slightly. I'm thankful that we have a person in the Oval Office today that has a mindset of protecting religious liberties and freedom of speech and all that we have in our Bill of Rights. But ladies and gentlemen, the move by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party to open the floodgates, as Autopen Biden had done for 4 years, and allow some 20 to 25 million illegal invaders to come in. It appears that the Democrats today are more concerned about the protection, the provision for the illegal invaders than anything that's called American citizens. We're witnessing that take place, and as we do, we're watching that party, that particular group that's running the whole gamut, if you will, of anarchy and a stand against law enforcement, a stand against God, a stand against anything that's considered morals, ethics, and values. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? The intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a 165-foot flagpole. And atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Perhaps if you've never called before, this could be the very day that you could call, join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue. What happens when a nation forgets God? Perhaps a secondary question to that, do you believe, you, our listeners, do you believe that we have evidence that America's turned our back on God? Secondly, do you think that somehow, some way, we've entered into an era of fast-track anarchy that will ultimately destroy our constitutional republic? And how does that integrate with what we as Christians should do? How does that integrate with what the Bible says and what we need to understand in relationship to it? In Romans, the first chapter, the 18th verse, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go further with that unit of thought. Begins in the 18th verse and goes through the 32nd verse in Romans, the first chapter. But the primary thought that I have with that is that we recognize that we have turned our backs on God. We are embracing unrighteousness, unholiness, ungodliness. And may I say to you, Psalms 11:3, I touched on it earlier, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, in the 33rd chapter of Psalms, in the 12th verse, the scripture is very, very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, it is clear that we have forgotten God, and God's going to bless the nations that honor him and submit and surrender to him. But it is an unchallenged fact that God's going to bless the nation that blesses him, the people that bless him, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fact also in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and in about the 34th verse, the scripture is very clear as to what takes place with unrighteousness. The scripture tells us in that text, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And that's where we are today. Now, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Love to have you call in, join in the dialogue and discussion, ladies and gentlemen. What is the message that we see in relationship to where we are today and what is happening? We see calamity on every hand. We see chaos, just as in New York City, just yesterday, where I believe he's said to be 27 years old, a former NFL player, I understand. There's a lot of misinformation and confusion that's going out now. But ladies and gentlemen, they're now saying that, oh, the problem was that something is wrong. Something was wrong with him emotionally. The problem is something was wrong with him that caused him to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's called wickedness. It's called evil. In fact, Senator John Kennedy and the Carters of the Capitol was interviewed by one of the media last evening. And he said, yes, and immediately after this takes place, this, speaking about the gunman shooting people in that tower, that building in Manhattan, he said, the Democrats are going to start saying, we need more gun control. He said, we don't need gun control, we need idiot control. And that's about the summation of it. But you can't make excuses and say, well, he had emotional problems. There was something wrong with him psychologically, mentally, emotionally that caused him to do that. It's called evil. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that evil that we're seeing today is bubbling up and it's being promulgated by the evil, wicked rioting that's taking place as a result of the pushing and the prodding and the insistence by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. We are witnessing today a nation, the end result of a nation that's forgotten God. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please. Santiago.
Good morning, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Jambla. God bless you. Well, God promised to his people, as long you serve me, nothing going to happen to you. A nation without God is a nation who serves the devil. People don't realize that the promise that God gives to his people, that no disease you're going to have, no other country going to invade you, but as long you forget God, God's going to forget you. You know, that's my comment, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you.
Have God bless you, Santiago. You're exactly right. I go back to the verse that I was about to read early in Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. That was spoken directly to the nation of Israel. It's applicable to us today as a nation. Blessed, the scripture says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I find that is antithetical to that statement and the application for our nation today, what do we do when we have the Bible is banned in our schools today? The Bible is banned. In fact, for a public school, a governmentally controlled school, the teacher cannot even have a Bible open on his or her desk because it might cause mental anguish, emotional trouble, the courts have ruled, if a child, if a student, were to see it and read it. The Bible is banned. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, we've gone so long as a nation with governmentally controlled schools and the kindergarten through the high school and then the college and universities where there's no such thing as pointing to God, no such thing as reading the scripture, praying, or having anything that's called spiritual atmosphere and a classroom. And now we're reaping the whirlwind. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't say that the shooter in D.C., and I'm sorry, New York, was as a result of mental emotional problems. He was a security guard at one of the gambling casinos in Nevada, I understand. He had a permit to carry a weapon, as I understand. He had bought the weapon legally, and surely if there'd been a background check, and there was, if there'd been a background check on issuing the opportunity to buy the weapon and to get a permit to carry, surely there would have been some indication that there was a problem, that it would not have been done. Because after all, you know, the Democrats pushed. We've got what they call a major background check in order to buy a weapon and have self-protection and operate under the guise and the auspices of our Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. But yet, now they're saying that it was done because of his psychological, mental, emotional condition. Ladies and gentlemen, we can go across the nation, and every, quote, mass shooting that's taken place, I can tell you, and research of history past, I can tell you that in each and every case, there's a mega problem, and that's usually drugs and a demonic influence in that individual's life that's bringing it about. Now, some can say, well, maybe this man had a bad upbringing, maybe he had problems at home. I don't know. But if that's the case, then the Democrats will start immediately now giving an excuse for what this person has done. But we do not have the Bible in the classrooms. Prayer is banned. It's against the law in every school. Teacher cannot lead a student to a classroom in prayer. We have abandoned God, and as a result of abandoning God, I believe God is progressively judging our nation. I believe part of that judgment of God is upon a nation where we've not only forgotten God, but we're plummeting into anarchy, where each one is doing what is right in his or her own sight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Legacy media outlets largely silent on Tulsi Gabbard's bombshell Obama administration claims. This is something we've talked about recently. And this is part and parcel of where we are. What happened in 2015, 2016, and for the past 10 years with the deep state involved in trying to overthrow a constitutional republic through the Barack Obama administration and the autopen Biden administration? Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the seed have been sown for years and years and years now for the undermining, the tearing down, and destroying of our nation. And it's part and parcel as a result of abandoning God. Listen, the vacuum that is left, where God is left out, where man decides that there's 157 genders, and God said there's only two, spitting in the face of God, closing the door on anything for our sons and daughters and grandkids to have any element of spiritual truth in the governmentally controlled school where most kids spend the majority of their day in a classroom, being indoctrinated, being sexualized and weaponized to hate God, to hate the Jewish people, to hate our nation, the Constitutional Republic, and to hate parents. Can we expect any different when we see that, ladies and gentlemen, as the underpinning of what we see now, the end result with a nation that's forgotten God and a plummeting into anarchy? Perhaps you say, well, you know, I don't believe we're facing anarchy. What do you call it when the Democratic Party key leaders sit outside the doors of ICE headquarters, sit outside the doors blocking the passageway? When you see Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., that is basically encouraging anarchy, encouraging the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party to stand against law and order, to stand against the federal government, to stand against what is taking place and trying to collect up the those that are in our nation illegally, that's rapists, robbers, murderers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do you call that but anarchy? Now, you can call it, as the Democrats have called it, where you're confronting evil. It's not. It is anarchy that's taking place, and the Democratic Party is leading, and all of the Democratic Party leaders are leading out, and others are seeing that and thinking, well, I can be a part of this stand up against America. I believe that's really what's taking place. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I mean, you're exactly right. And I tell you, I thank God give us in his word the things that we can look at and relate to. He says, a nation that forgets him, he would forget them. And then also he says, I will laugh at your fears and calamities. Do you think he's being hysterical now in the situation we're in?
I believe without any question he is. Absolutely. And Davis, one of the questions that I'll put you on the spot with, and there's some that challenge this, I believe we're witnessing not only that laughter of God at a nation that said no to him, but I believe we're witnessing God's divine intervention progressively with his judgment being poured out and intensifying in these last days. What say you?
I say you're exactly right, and it ought to put enough fear in us, God-fearing people in the church and those that have gone on before us that knew him as a personal Savior, need to start looking up. Because I think he's fixing to split the skies with his radiance will outshine the sun. I'm looking for him even today.
At one time, I probably still got it in my drawer someplace at home, a little bronze trumpet lapel pin, and under it it said, perhaps today. And I've told people for less than 100 years now that we need to stop looking for signs and listening for the sound, because when the trumpet sounds, I'm out of here.
Being repetitious, but I think John had it right. Even so, Lord, come quickly.
Amen. That's over in Revelation 22. I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Thank you
what
so much.
What an insight we have when we look at God's Word and how true it is. And we see history unfolding before us in our time.
Absolutely. Brother Davis, another question. Now, some could disagree with me. That's their right and privilege. I believe we're witnessing, though, the anarchy, and I believe the anarchists are those that we call the Democrats today. You have people like AOC, Chuck Schumer, Crockett, and others that their names elude my thinking right now, that are in the streets rioting with the riots, where you see those that are the illegal invaders and the rioters blowing up police cars, spitting in police officers' face, and challenging the system that is in place for law and order. In fact, you see it even greater when you see in Cincinnati, where there was a major mob rule in the streets in Cincinnati, where there was a race riot for no cause at all, where people were being beaten, stomped on, and spit on right in the streets. And that is part and parcel of the bubbling over of anarchy. And I personally believe, you tell me your thoughts, I personally believe it's because we're witnessing the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party leading in that direction. And so these others decide, we're going to get in on the act also. What say you?
I say, yeah, that's the rhino Republicans and all those that are red, green, yellow, purple, and whatever other color they claim to be.
Absolutely. And the only answer to it is to turn back to God.
Amen.
To recognize the need.
At the cross for all.
Amen. That's where we need to go. Brother Davis, God bless you, and thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're asking the question today, what happens when a nation forgets God? A second or a sub-point to that, are we devolving into anarchy? What is anarchy? Are we devolving there? Is that part of what we see happening? How should we respond as Christians, conservatives, and patriots? That's what we're talking about today as we look at the events that are unfolding before us. Today, there are no morals, no ethics, no values, no spiritual values in our educational system, in the political system. The governmental agencies today are all the three-letter agencies, the thugs with badges, that took part in the attempt to overthrow an American presidency, that took part in the lie and the deception that was carried by the Marxist media, that I believe brought us to the point now, the very brink of going under as a nation with the anarchy that is bubbling at every seam in America, bubbling over for the overthrow of our nation. I believe it's time we wake up, recognize what is happening, and realize the need. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll continue as we face the issues. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.